I'm Diana Jordan with NBA Podcaster. Welcome to A Day in the Life at Hawaii Pacific University.
Hey, welcome to Waikiki Beach, the world famous beach in Oahu, Hawaii. We're standing in front of the Duke's statue, which is a very famous landmark here on Kalakaua Avenue. And we're facing the ocean. If you look to the right, you can see boats and people surfing and lots and lots of people on the beach. That's a trolley. It takes tourists up and down to the shopping center there, back from the hotel.
Can we go get our feet wet?
Yeah, let's go have some fun.
We will be following Ray Tominera, an MBA student at HBU.
Hi, my name is Ray Tominera. I knew the reputation of the school was really good. They have a really good MBA program, so I wanted to come out here for that. And I like to play tennis, and to come out here and be able to do outdoor stuff all year round was a great benefit.
We will speak with Associate Vice President Harry Byerly about HBU's diverse population.
It's been the direction of the university president, direction of the dean, that we'll have a global program.
We will hear from Dean Chuck Stallen, who, while teaching international marketing, brings in guests to give students a real-world knowledge along with their academic pursuits.
It's connecting our students to a great deal with Hawaii products and then letting the students get involved in the classroom and then taking their knowledge outside the classroom and perhaps hooking into Hawaii companies.
Dr. Stylin has a guest speaker for today's international marketing class.
My name is Kevin Kraft. I'm with Tradewinds Global. I'm the president of the company. We do export management and consulting. We work with small to mid-sized companies, helping them prepare for export markets, launching branding, and the whole export process from start to finish.
Ray's friends like Christine from the Philippines will share their insights.
I see myself doing business all over the world, so just taking cues from speakers like Kevin, like Dr. Stallen, it's just very educational for me.
HPU is opening a new entrepreneurial center, which is led by Director Dr. B. Leng Chua.
In a way, it's a very entrepreneurial experience. And if you want to define entrepreneurship very broadly, it's basically bringing a vision to life.
Ray wants to begin most days at the beach.
Another sunny day in Hawaii.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's you can get spoiled living out here. You get to do this every day. You got the nice white sand, and the ocean is clear blue. It's just a great place to swim. It's warm, and you can hear the surf, and it sounds, we're going to get wet pretty soon.
So, Ray, it's Monday morning. Do you have any classes?
Today I have two classes. I have my finance class, which starts at around 1 o'clock and runs for 3 hours and ends at 4 o'clock. Then after that I have a little break, so during that break I try to get something to eat. Usually go down to 4th Street or get some Hawaiian food maybe, or sometimes I'll get some Hawaiian treats. We have something over here called malasadas, which are they're Hawaii's version of powdered donuts, and they're really, really good. So those would be good to hold me over as a snack. And at 5 o'clock, I have another class, international marketing, and that runs until 8 o'clock today.
Ray, tell us about yourself.
I'm originally from New Jersey. I was working in the IT industry as a local area network engineer before I came out to Hawaii. And I'm studying finance here in the MBA program at Hawaii Pacific University.
What brought you to this university?
The first thing that brought me here, obviously, was the location. I figured if I was going to go back to school to get my MBA, I wanted to be somewhere for 2 years that I would definitely enjoy. And what better place than Hawaii?
Other than the weather, what drew you to Hawaii?
I knew the reputation of the school was really good. They have a really good MBA program, so I wanted to come out here for that. And I like to play tennis and do stuff outdoors. So for me, to come out here and be able to do outdoor stuff all year round was a great benefit.
What was your undergrad like?
I did my undergrad at Rutgers University. This is in New Jersey. It was a very big school. That's one reason I picked HPU, because I wanted to try out a different environment for my schooling. I just wanted to get a more personal touch that HPU offers, and the class sizes here are a lot smaller. My biggest class, I think, is about 20 students or maybe 25 max.
In this school, do you find yourself bonding with certain students?
HPU is known because it has a lot of international students, and that's actually one reason why I picked HPU. And in terms of bonding, yeah, I met some students from all over the world, and it's a neat thing that you get to have exposure to all these different cultures.
Which cultures? Which countries?
I have friends from China, Japan, Korea, Thailand, all over. My best friends were from Europe in my first semester here. There was some friends from Sweden, And I have a really good friend from Finland and Germany. So all over Europe and Asia, really.
Tell me an episode, perhaps, of when it really struck you that this school is so right for you.
As soon as I got here, really, I didn't know anybody when I came to Hawaii. We had a graduate student orientation for the MBA program, and I just met some students who became really close friends of mine. And I think from then on, I just got really comfortable here.
What's your course load look like?
I usually take, in the fall and the spring semesters, I take a full course load, which is 4 classes, and that's 12 credits. That's considered full-time for the graduate school here at HPU. I don't work, so I can dedicate most of my time or all of my time to my studies and to extracurricular activities outside of school.
What are you learning at HPU?
My favorite topic is finance, and I actually have a finance class today. I like to learn about the stock market. I actually follow the stock market very closely. We get exposure to the global perspective of business.
Other than hanging out in finance classes, where else do you like to hang out?
I live 2 blocks away from the beach, which is pretty cool. I can see the ocean from my window. So I like to go to the beach. I was at the beach last night. I usually like to go at nighttime because it's a little bit less crowded. And the water's still warm, surprisingly. And I like to play tennis, so I like to play golf as well.
We hear that it's expensive in paradise, and we want to find out how Ray manages it.
So a lot of people have this perception of Hawaii as being very expensive, but you found ways to live a student's life here, yeah?
There's definitely ways here in Hawaii. Right, there's a misconception that it's a lot more expensive, but it's definitely not. You can find ways. If you can get roommates, that'd be great. You can cut your rent in half or by a third if you share an apartment. There's lots of places to eat if you don't want to cook at home. Actually, my first semester here, I survived by eating outside. I had in Waikiki, there's a lot of places to eat, like breakfast. You can find breakfast for $3, pancake breakfast. Also, like for dinner, you can get Chinese food or something like that for $5 or less. So it's definitely affordable.
How do you get around here?
Oh, that's a great question. Hawaii has a great public transportation system. They call it the bus. And as a student, you actually get a half price. I think it's about half price discount on the bus. So you can use it unlimited anywhere you wanted to go around the island. They have different buses. They got buses that go from Waikiki to downtown, which is where HPU is. And it takes about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the traffic. And if you want, on the weekends, you can use the bus. Well, I use the bus to go shopping sometimes. Or if you wanted to go even to the North Shore, you can. It's probably like an hour and a half away, but you can take the bus there and use your bus pass that HPU provides you.
What about the faculty, Ray?
It never ceases to amaze me how good the quality of education is here. An MBA program is only as good as the faculty and staff. And here at HPU, they have some of the best faculty that I've seen anywhere.
What are your standards for that?
I think one important thing is that they have experience in the field. I mean, some professors, they're just academic, but no real-world experience. But over here in HPU, I found that not only do they have real-world experience, but they're very passionate about their subjects. And another thing here about HPU professors is that they really, really encourage the students. Since it's a smaller environment with about 9,000 students, I think, total, and out of those, I think there's only 1,200 graduate students. They have the ability to give each student the personal touch that students really enjoy.
It is time to head to one of Ray's classes. We're in the MP building on campus, which houses graduate and undergraduate classes. Ray is headed to his Finance 6000 class.
And here's the elevator.
As students get settled in, let's get some perspective on HPU's direction.
Harry Barley, Associate Vice President.
One of the things that I keep hearing here is that you're extremely well known for having quite a diverse population. How did that develop?
More or less by mandate. I mean, it's been pretty much the direction of the university president, direction of the dean, that we'll have a global program. And so, we pretty much put together a recruiting program that requires us to go to all parts of the world. And so we spend quite a bit of time traveling all throughout Europe, Latin America, Asia, all throughout the United States, looking for really good students. And so we participate in a lot of the big recruiting fairs, a lot of big the recruiting events that schools all across the country participate in. And so that that's resulted in having, you know, more than, you know, students from more than 40 different countries right now in our MBA program. And so that's different. That's unique. You don't find that at a lot of American schools.
The advantage to the student in that case becomes what?
Well, they're interacting with students from all over the world. They're getting perspectives, business perspectives, you know, on things that they never even heard of before a lot of times. They're developing a lifelong network of friends. I can't tell you how many times we've heard of stories of situations where students who actually leave the university after graduating, they get connected again with one of their peers or someone that they graduated with, and they started a business or they started a company or they got involved in an adventure that, you know, has been working for them. So the networking, I think, it's extraordinary. So,
tell me an example of that, some students that you know of, and, you know, just a really impressive kind of anecdote.
Well, there was a student who was out of the Silicon Valley who came here for a year, and he was in our 12-month MBA program, and he actually participated in one of our global exchange programs at Mahidol University in Thailand. While he was there, he was actually with another Hawaii Pacific University student, and they kind of knew each other here, but it wasn't until they actually studied abroad that they, you know, developed a close relationship. And he had a big IT background, and the other gentleman had a big marketing background. And so they launched, this was several years ago, they launched a new website dealing with comparing mobile telephones, kind of looking at different plans. And so that's been, I think it's still going, and it's been in existence now for about two and a half years. So, and they're still really good friends, and they're business partners, so that worked out well.
Ray and I slip into the front row of Dr. Gunter Meissner's finance class.
Depends is always a good start, right? Whenever I ask you a question in finance and you start with, that depends, usually quite safe.
There's a short break in the finance class, so let's catch up with Ray.
This doesn't seem new to you.
No, I've been following the stock market for a few years, and as a matter of fact, every morning I check the stock market, watch CNBC for hours a day, and I love this stuff, so this is one of my more interesting hobbies.
What's your prediction? Do you agree with your professor?
Well, I do. I hope that tomorrow that the Federal Open Markets Committee lowers the interest rate more than 25 basis points, and that way all of our stocks will go up and we can make more money.
It's a big day in finance. The students are buzzing about the possibility the Fed will lower the interest rate the following morning.
Tomorrow we will see if the Federal Reserve will come to be the rescue and cut interest rate for the first time in more than 4 years. Yeah, it remains 5.25%.
Yeah, that's the federal funds rate. Currently is at 5.25. What is that? Class first and our experts. Colin?
The rate was banks borrow from each other.
Exactly. No? So it's hard to interrupt. You're from Thailand, right?
Yes.
Give us half a minute on the Thai market.
There's a break, and I talk with the professor.
I'm Gunter Meissner. I'm an associate professor of finance at HPU.
So I understand this is a core course for these students.
That's correct. It's a mandatory course. So my responsibility is to get them excited about finance. So in this class, I try to motivate the students to get interested in finance and to see what you can do with finance. And that is important for you for your long-term life planning, right?
I noticed you had students introduce themselves by country as well, which I find fascinating. And when I was talking to one of the other students, she said she came here because of the diversity, because there are so many cultures represented. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think that's the greatest asset HPU has. I have 25 students sometimes from 20 nations, so that's amazing. And HPU is actually number one in foreign students enrollment in the U.S., so we have the biggest foreign student enrollment percentage, which is great. And I try to exploit that too. So sometimes students can write a paper about the financial system of their country, and then they're allowed to integrate some political and some economical and social issues. So I try to actively exploit the fact that we are so culturally diverse, and I think everyone can benefit from that, including myself.
Yes, what have you learned from your students?
A lot. They are experts in their countries, right? So we have a lot of cultural exchange, too. We discussed their financial system, what can be improved. So, yes, I also learned from them. That's true.
What is your hope for your students here? What do you hope they go into? What changes do you hope they make in the financial world?
Well, personally for them, I believe that they can make wise financial decisions for their own personal lives, short-term and for the long-term, in the long run for their retirement. And then some of them, I hope, will do excellent careers in finance, right? And I do have about 15, 16 students in New York from HPU who went there. I call them my New York mafia, right? They help each other. And I have a Hong Kong mafia and a London mafia. So we have students all over the world from HPU who went into finance. And that gives me satisfaction as a professor as well, that what I teach does have some relevance and help students pursue a good career.
When I return from talking with the professor, I find Ray coaching a fellow student.
She's interested in opening up a broker.
So I will open an account and I should put a price market or limit.
Oh, don't do that yet. We'll talk about that again. Talk to your brother because your brother does this stuff too. Maybe he has a recommendation for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't listen to me. Yeah, no, I feel bad if I recommend
this
stock.
It's okay,
yeah.
It's okay.
I personally like that stock, but if don't buy anything tomorrow because the stock market is... tomorrow we have the federal...
So I should wait after Tuesday, right?
Yeah, because tomorrow's going to be crazy because nobody knows what's going to happen after tomorrow. Maybe even wait a week.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's going to be really crazy this week.
Okay.
So Ray, you're giving stock advice?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't like to give too much advice because if something goes bad, then I feel really, really bad. Yeah.
No, it's okay. If something going good, I treat you.
Oh, yeah, you can buy me
for lunch. I buy you lunch. Yeah. My name is Charlize, undergraduate. Oh, I graduated in Taiwan.
Today, we talked about trading stocks today. So my professor was kind enough to show us his account and how to. He was showing the class how to actually buy and sell stocks. He went through examples of it. So Charlize is interested now in opening a broker account so she can trade stocks and make some money.
Wow. This is kind of a new thing for you, huh?
Yes.
It looks like you're excited about it.
Oh, a little bit. I don't know. If I can make money, I will be more excited.
What stocks would you get? Do you know?
Oh, it's a secret. We don't want too many people know about these.
Wow, she thinks like a pro.
It is lunchtime, and we head back into the elevator down to the streets.
Right now we're in the Fort Street Mall, which is the main part of the campus. So you can pretty much see all the buildings that comprise of HPU. Part of Fort Street Mall is restaurants. We have lots of food here, and we're enjoying some food right now from a Vietnamese and Thai cafe. But they have all kinds of different foods here. They got foods from Greece, Italy, China, Japan, Korea, they got them all. Anything you could think of. They even got Hawaiian food over there on the other side of the Fort Street Mall, and that's where I usually get my lunch. So I go there like at least 3 times a week, so they know me over there.
It sounds as if the food here reflects the culture of all the people here, because talking to the school, the MBA students are from all over.
That's definitely true. From my understanding, Hawaiian food is a fusion of different Asian and other tropical islands food. They just mixed them together, and they came up with this Hawaiian food that we know of today, and I like it a lot. It's really good. I know when you go to college, they have something called the Freshman 15. That's when you gain 15 pounds in your first year of college, and over in Hawaii, I think I got that in graduate school just because the food in Hawaii is so good.
Ray has decided to take international marketing, a bit of a surprise to him.
I'm a finance student, so I do most of my concentration or my electives in finance, but I talked to some people who said really good stuff about the class, so I monitored the first class, and I realized that this is a class I want to take. Dr. Stylin, who's also the dean of the business school here at HPU, his classes, it's a lot different than I'm used to. It's out of the box. He has a lot of practical experience out in the field, so I thought it would be a great learning opportunity for me to get into the international marketing aspect of the MBA program.
Do you think that might change your fate and your focus?
I'm not sure about that. I'm really, really focused on finance, but it'll definitely broaden my horizons, I think.
Something else that will broaden the horizons of HPU students is the brand new Entrepreneurial Center.
I'm Biling Chua. I'm the executive director of the Entrepreneurship Center at Hawaii Pacific University. I'm originally from Singapore, but I come from Hong Kong. I've been staying in Hong Kong for about 18 years and working at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
What do you bring from there to this brand new entrepreneurship center?
A lot, because, you know, one thing that's amazing about Hawaii is that it truly is a multi-ethnic environment or community. And I come from Asia. And, of course, in Asia, China, Hong Kong, it's really a fast-growing region. And Hong Kong has a very, very rich entrepreneurial heritage. It was started by people who actually started from nothing and became entrepreneurial tycoons. And, of course, China now is already growing, and a lot of it is attributed to entrepreneurial growth, too. So I come with all that can-do spirit that I've acquired and learned in Hong Kong, and I bring it to Hawaii. One of the great things about being here is that people here were already convinced and they wanted this entrepreneurship center.
So what is your vision for it, since it's all brand new and it's yours to lead and guide?
I would like to extend on this university's entrepreneurial heritage, because if you examine the history or the origins of Hawaii Pacific University, it really started from something that's very small. And through its leaders, like President Chad Wright, it actually grew. And now it is an amazing organization, and it's still growing. So I'm just building on the foundations of its entrepreneurial culture. Basically, I'm promoting entrepreneurship to the students, to the faculty, and to the community.
This is really exciting stuff for you, isn't it?
Yeah, this is, in a way, it's a very entrepreneurial experience. And if you want to define entrepreneurship very broadly, it's basically bringing a vision to life.
Ray and I head back to the building where he had the finance class. This time, the class is international marketing, led by the dean of the business school, Chuck Stylin. His marketing expertise is in tying the Asian and local markets. This downtown building holds most of the business classes. There's another campus on the windward side of the island where most of the undergrads live in residence halls and where the nursing and marine biology classes are. Just before we enter the class, I check in with Ray, who is full of surprises.
We were talking earlier about what you want to do when you are finished with your MBA, and I understand that you're networking with some of the students here. You might not be going back to New Jersey.
When I first came to HPU, my intention was to get my MBA and then go back to the mainland, preferably back where I was in the East Coast. But then my first week here at HPU, they had something called an event called the Club Carnival, which they basically showcases all the different students and their countries. And I met some people from Australia and Thailand, and I found out through them that HPU has an exchange program where you can go abroad and take some of your courses in different countries. And after meeting those two people, I immediately thought that maybe it would be a great idea if I were to travel abroad and do some studies over there, maybe for a semester.
Are you surprised by the turns that your potential life has taken?
Yeah. Before I came out here, I didn't know that I was going to be opened up to so many different worlds, and so it's just an eye-opening experience.
It's kind of interesting to me, too. So you're a finance guy, and you monitor an international marketing class. So you want to go there, meet some people from over, and you're thinking of going to Australia. These are major changes in a way.
Oh, they're definitely major changes, but once you start meeting different people from around the world, you just get to see different perspectives. You realize that we have more similarities than differences, I think, and that's a hope for the future in terms of intercultural relations.
We're about 15 minutes early for Ray's international marketing class, an opportunity to talk with the dean and with this evening's guest speaker.
Chuck Stylin. I'm the dean of the College of Business Administration at Hawaii Pacific University.
And what's your vision for the college?
The first thing we've done is to totally rearrange our weekend MBA program. We now have an executive MBA program. It's very relevant. It's very integrated. We have reengineered our regular MBA program. It's much more integrated. As we speak, we are opening an entrepreneurship center down on Bishop Street. Its job is to help beef up our undergraduate and our graduate programs in entrepreneurship, as well as helping small to medium-sized Hawaii companies understand how to be more effective at what they do. We will provide this sort of training service for these types of small companies. We want to eventually expand our global trade operations. We want to get into much more directed efforts in the international business arena, primarily the Asia-Pacific region. We have many, many things we're trying to do right now.
In talking to the students and some of the other folks, I find that there's a huge amount of diversity here, and I'm wondering how that plays into the world of business and the fact that you're running this business school with all these people from around the world.
Well, it's a fantastic opportunity, but you have to, let's call it connect the dots. I had a couple of German students a few years ago. I took a Hawaii skincare product. I brought it into the international marketing class. The two German students developed a launch strategy for that product to Germany. They did such a good job, I sent the one student out to the North Shore, and she presented the project to the head of Oils of Aloha out there. She's now the director of sales and marketing for Oils of Aloha. She's in L.A. right now. They're looking at the launch strategy of Oils of Aloha, into the west coast of the States. He has employed two of my MBA students. One of his markets is Japan, and lo and behold, he employed two of our Japanese MBA students to help him get into the Japanese market. It's connecting our students to a great deal with Hawaii products and then letting the students get involved in the classroom and then taking their knowledge outside the classroom and perhaps hooking into Hawaii companies.
Dr. Stylin has a guest speaker for today's international marketing class.
My name is Kevin Kraft. I'm with Tradewinds Global. I'm the president of the company. We do export management and consulting. We work with small to mid-sized companies, helping them prepare for export markets, launching, branding, and the whole export process from start to finish.
What kind of products?
Mostly consumer goods. We focus on pet products. We have a range of Hawaiian products, and we're getting into baby products as well.
So what do you do with his MBA students?
Both of them started off as interns doing market research in Japan, getting to know the market better, the channels better, the potential customers better. That's best done in a local language. And from there, it's developing marketing plans, business proposals, specific information for specific channels of distribution.
As the international marketing class begins, Dean Chuck Stylin goes through his marketing plan meticulously. Then Kevin Kraft explains to the MBA students how it all fits together in the real world.
What about honey? Hawaiian honey. If you go through Dr. Stylin's model, how do you find out if there's a market for Hawaiian honey overseas? First, you take a look at the product, which we'll all have a chance to do shortly. Is it a nice package? Forget about the taste, you're not going to taste it. So just looking at the consumer good outside package.
So how do you compete with other companies who sell with lower price? Why you decide to sell at $9? Mm-hmm. How do you set the price?
Well, you have to see what other competitors are out there. Like in terms of honey, Australia is a major producer of honey. And Australia is one of, I think, the best countries for promoting their exports. They do a really good job. Their government really supports it. So if you go to a supermarket in Hong Kong, Taiwan, I would imagine the Philippines, China, there's a lot more Australian honey products than American honey products. So looking at that, looking at the size, looking at the price, do they have organic ingredients? Is it an organic honey? There are jars of honey smaller than that that sell for the equivalent of $100.
Is that for show or do you eat?
The students are definitely part of the program.
Hi.
Introduce my friend.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
This is Tintin.
And you're from where?
I'm from the Philippines. I'm an MBA student. My major is marketing, and I'm on my third semester.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
So what's your interest in being in this class, and how's it hitting you?
Well, it's very interesting. I mean, he started talking about the class just last week. It was the first meeting, and I've started reading the book, and I'm trying to see, like, all of this feedback about how marketing is introduced in different countries. It's just very, very, very interesting. I'm trying to see how it would work, because in the future, I do see myself as a brand manager, you know, handling a specific line of products. And I see myself doing business all over the world. So just taking cues from speakers like Kevin, like Dr. Stylin, it's just very educational for me.
This is kicking up all kinds of questions.
Yeah, I know. I had to stop myself from asking questions because other students had questions earlier as well. So some of it I could relate to him as an Asian, and having worked in the industry for a couple of years when I was there. But basically, you know, I had to curb some of my questions and just ask him personally after his whole spiel.
Time to talk with Dean Chuck Stalin.
So it sounds as if a lot of what's going on here is tied to the fact that this is Hawaii. It seems like students come here because of where it is. It seems like you're marketing because of where it is, et cetera.
Yeah, very much so. And because of our location, which is a strategic location, so that if you want to get into Asia and you want to have the experience, come here and do as Kevin has done. Find some products. We have a lot of great Hawaiian products. And take these products into Asia. And you can come to work and work for young people like Kevin who have these companies and who are now trying to export these products worldwide. And what a great opportunity. The learning, obviously, here does not take place just in the classroom.
This has been a full day with intense classes and intelligent conversations. And now it is time to wind down. Ray knows how to end the day.
So that was nice.
It was nice. It was a little colder than I thought. I usually, when I come out here, sometimes I'll come out here at midnight to go swimming. And the water is really surprisingly warm. And it's really nice, peaceful, quiet feeling to be out here.
This is an amazing way to begin and end your day.
Oh, it's almost too good to be true to do my MBA in paradise.
It's a new day, and I catch up with Ray on campus.
What's your day been like so far, Ray?
Well, this morning I woke up extra early because it was a big day for the federal interest rate, so I wanted to monitor the stock market and see what was going on. So actually, I woke up today at 5:30, Hawaii being 6 hours behind, and compared to the Eastern Standard Time, you have to wake up a little bit early sometimes, but that's okay with me. So I woke up early today, I had some coffee, and I had a bagel for breakfast, and just sat in front of my computer and watched the business news in the background. After that, I probably wrapped up. The market closes here at 10 o'clock. That's 4 o'clock in Eastern Standard Time. And get ready to go to school and meet with you guys because today I don't actually have class. I'm taking 4 classes, and I have 2 classes on Monday, 1 class on Wednesday, and 1 class on Friday. So normally I save Tuesday and Thursday for my study days in the afternoon, and I get to relax in the evenings.
While Ray hangs out on campus, I talk about the admissions process with Associate Vice President Harry Byerly.
But once you've enticed them to come to HPU, what kind of application process is it?
Well, we try not to make it intimidating. I mean, it's a fairly standard process. Students are asked to prepare in advance. Sitting for the GMAT, preparing for the GMAT is really, really important. After they sit for the GMAT, take the GMAT, they have to submit the application form, 2 letters of recommendation. There are 2 essay questions. International students have to go through a little extra work. They have to actually get financial sponsorship from a family member or someone who wants to support them as that when they come to the U.S. to study. But basically, that's it. They put together their dossier, their application package. They send it to the university. We assign an individual, a graduate admissions representative, to work with them personally, and they basically guide them through the process. And so we keep them updated on where they stand, if transcripts are missing or whatever. So we try to stay very connected. We keep it very personal, and we believe that customer service is real important.
Do you have a sense for percentages in terms of what you have now and what you would like?
On the students, we have about 40% come from Hawaii. Another 40% come from international locations, and the remainder come from the U.S. mainland. What's interesting is that when you look at where students go after they graduate, is that many of our mainland students actually stay in Hawaii for a while. Many of our international students actually go to the U.S. mainland for a while to work. They're staying here either to get more experience, or the international students are moving on to other locations just to get, again, to broaden their own professional experience. So, you know, while we provide a really good education, we provide kind of a really good launching pad into a lot of different areas.
We visit one of Ray's favorite teachers.
I, Tunas Turk, Assistant Dean at the College of Business and also Associate Professor of Quantitative Methods.
I understand you're one of the most challenging professors around. Can you tell me about that?
I guess that is due to the nature of the course I'm teaching, Quantitative Methods. The challenge I have is to calm them down in the first class and then explain to them that this can be challenging, but if they put in the work, they'll be fine.
What do business students need with the courses that you teach? What do they need out of that?
They need to develop their analytical skills, right? So in business school, they take courses in different subject areas, marketing, finance, and all that. And so they have this perspective from that that subject, you know, and they have to also gain an analytical perspective so they can understand when they're presented numbers, data, and they can make sense of it. They can make decisions based on this information provided to them.
Now, Ray, you're a finance major, so how are you seeing what you've learned in Dr. Ostert's class?
Well, I took Dr. O's class last semester. Actually, it was my first year, the second semester of my first year. And as a finance major, I think the stuff that we learn in the QM class is very useful for me in particular, because finance students use a lot of the statistical methods to analyze the data that come out of the stock market, just like moving averages and regression analysis and stuff like that. Actually, I'm probably going to be using some of the stuff that I learned in his class to write my capstone paper.
You've been a student at many, many other universities. What drew you to this university to teach?
The weather. No. Joking aside, I saw HPU as a place I can flourish as an academic, and I'm from Turkey originally, and so HPU has lots of international students, so I thought that I would fit right in. So, and the business school is reputable. It has a good reputation around the world. I heard about HPU when I was in Turkey, you know, before even when I went to college in the mainland U.S. So we have typically 20 to 25 students in the classroom, and that gives the students a chance to interact with the instructor on a daily basis. I think that's a great strength we have.
Ray, what's your experience been in that regard?
That's definitely a good point, that the class sizes here are very small, and I like the idea that you can approach your professors. They're very approachable, and they're very supportive, and they really want you to do well. So if you have any questions or any problems, you know, they're always willing to help you.
And you're sitting next to Dr. O today. You took the bus home with Dr. Chuck Seilin yesterday.
Yeah. After we finished class, I saw him at the bus stop, and we just started talking. And then on the way home, he also is staying in Waikiki, and I live in Waikiki myself. And we had a nice conversation for the half-hour ride on the way home. And how great is that? You get to talk to your professor, you know, outside of the class.
Once Ray graduates, HPU has a system set up to help him find the perfect career, whether he plans to go back to New Jersey, to Australia, or to Asia. Career Services engages with students before they even set foot on campus.
My name is Leanne Maeda, Director of Career Services here at Hawaii Pacific University.
It sounds as if you have different ways of helping the students connect with potential jobs. One would be like job fairs and developing relationships with companies. What are some of the techniques you use, and how does that play out?
We work with the employers who actually come to recruit on campus, and we have companies like Marriott and Hilton and Merrill Lynch. And, you know, a lot of these companies are actually looking for high-caliber, high-functioning students. And we have had much success with them tapping into the MBA market to fill a lot of the management trainee positions or a lot of the senior-level, executive-level type positions that they're unable to fill. We started up an event here called the Career Connections Forum for master's candidates because we wanted to actually develop something unique and specific just for our graduate students. And what we try to do is we outreach to employers, and we're actually asking them if they're specifically looking for MBA graduates. And if so, they're the target audience that we want to bring into onto campus to promote various opportunities for students, whether it be just a part-time position that they have, whether it be an internship opportunity that students can earn credit for, or a full-time career opportunity. And that's worked out very well for us.
What are some of the coolest jobs that you've heard about that students have gotten?
We've had students who have secured revenue manager positions in Korea. I had a student secure a controller position over on one of the neighboring islands on Maui, and then he moved to Kauai, and this is with the Marriott, and then moved to Asia, and now is working in Guam. So there's a lot of mobility for students who are open to that. Gosh, we've had people, information officers for the consulates, auditors for Deloitte & Touche in Singapore, district managers for John Hancock. This one person that I'm that I'm going to make reference to actually started at John Hancock, and he's only like 25 or 26, and he was just hand-selected by Pacific Guardian on the mainland to actually head up a new operation here in Hawaii, and he's the youngest general manager that they've actually selected in the history of their company.
If you were talking to various companies, you had representatives from all kinds of companies, what would they get with HPU students that they couldn't find anywhere else?
What we commonly hear is reference being made to just being more culturally savvy than the typical person coming in. There's also this sense of, and I'm hearing this from employers on the mainland as well as overseas, that the students coming from Hawaii Pacific University tend to come in with just a different work ethic that is more team-oriented, that they typically are not showboaters wanting to showcase themselves, but instead tend to gravitate towards motivating members of a group to work towards a common goal has been something I've heard very commonly from employers.
So what are some of the opportunities you give to your MBA students?
Well, we have a recruiting calendar that we put out every semester. So we might do something where we might have an employer come in and do an information session on opportunities with their particular company. An example would be Marriott, and they're going to do a recruitment week with all the local universities here in the state. So basically, our job is to get the word out to students, collect resumes for them to screen through. They will select the students they will choose to interview over the course of the next 2 days for that particular event. We also have events like our career fairs. We have a Career Connections Forum for master's candidates. It's a half-a-day event. In the spring, we hold a business and technology career fair as well. So we bring over 75 employers on campus, and we try to align our events, our large events, with other universities, other local universities, and we call it Hawaii Recruit Week.
It seems as if your MBA students who have graduated, gone on to great jobs, come back and help some of the current crop of students. I mean, that's a nice form of networking.
Absolutely, and we do rely heavily on that network to get our students into various types of positions. So we've had people like KJ Yoon, who graduated with his MBA from Hawaii Pacific University, works at Merrill Lynch locally, and has hired a number of our students in positions as finance advisors as well as interns. And Sherry Lynn Angala, who actually received her MBA in spring of 06, who's now the HR administrator at KMH, which is a large accounting firm here in Hawaii. And we also have people like Nash Suboltic, who received his MBA in finance, and he is the now manager who is going to be opening up Pacific Guardian here in Honolulu, and is looking to hire at least 15 graduates from Hawaii Pacific University. If we have students who are interested in hooking up with alumni, MBA alumni, and they're looking for internship opportunities or full-time opportunities, we can assist them in helping to make those connections.
What's your best hope for this whole process that you do?
That our MBAs get great opportunities. That's what we're here for, and that's what we're hoping for.
Ray has invited two of his friends to join us for lunch so we can learn more about HPU. As we walk over to a restaurant, we get to know each other.
These are two of the brightest classmates over in the MBA program. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Christine, but everybody calls me Tintin. I'm from Manila, Philippines, and I'm taking up my MBA here in Hawaii. My undergraduate was at the University of the Philippines. I took up hotel and restaurant administration.
Did you work in between?
Yes. I worked 1 year for a retail company that manufactured personal products, manufacturing company, and I did basically the retail sales for that. And then 3 years, I worked as a sales manager for a service department in Asia called Oakwood.
And so what are your career goals?
Well, it's either go back to Oakwood because they're expanding rapidly in Asia. They're now building properties in India, in China. So I could go back with them. But right now, because of what I've learned from this MBA class, I'm thinking of going towards brand development. So I'd probably want to be a brand manager, just, you know, try out that field.
I'm Shilpa Jangam. I'm from India, from Bangalore. It's in the south of India. I'm a lawyer, basically. I was practicing as a lawyer in India for 5 years. And then I thought of doing MBA. So most probably I will be practicing as a lawyer here because I'll be taking up the bar exam in Hawaii.
So how does your MBA help you?
A lot. After joining MBA, I think my ability of thinking has totally changed. The way I think, the way I analyze things, and in a more, universal perspective. Not just, you just don't think about, when you're in India, you think only about culturally, ethically, everything you think in only in that terms. But when you come out in the wide world, you think globally, you think universally.
We're in a place called Just Tacos Mexican Grill.
There's a lot of restaurants around each pew. There's so many choices to eat. You can pretty much find food from any culture, really. And basically, we're just right across the street from the campus, and here we are enjoying some Mexican food.
So how does this fit into your daily schedule?
Like he said, there's a lot of choices. You can either do indoor eating, dining, or outdoor. So whatever the weather is, people can actually just have lunch together, have dinner, have drinks. And I think in HP, from my experience, it's pretty spontaneous. Like, you run into people and you're like, so are you free? Do you want to hang out? And I'm like, yeah.
For me, so I just feel at home. I think I've eaten more than 10 countries' food after coming to Hawaii.
I'm wondering about something. If someone from the mainland, for example, from the Midwest, where characteristically there's not a lot of diversity, would they feel comfortable coming to HPU, do you think?
I think as far as I have seen in all my classmates who all come from cold places, they just love Hawaii. Whenever they introduce themselves, oh, I just love the weather. That's the first and foremost thing they say. Mainland people definitely prefer coming here because of the warm people, warm weather, everything is warm.
Not just the weather, I mean all sorts of things. I mean, we're basically here primarily to take up our MBA, but there's so many other activities it can do outside of class. I mean, I had like 3 years of work in the Philippines, and that was a lot of, I got burned out basically, and so after I just had this concept of I want to balance work and life, which is, I think, pretty common now in this particular generation, and Hawaii offers that. You get to have a good education, we've got great caliber of faculty, and at the same time, activities. So you get to work on your health, you get to work on your sports. Basically, I'm a scuba diver in the Philippines, and I'm continuing it here, and it's so easier. Like every week, Fridays, that's my scuba diving day. I just go to the North Shore in different areas and try to see, underwater life. And then Sundays, I sign up for the Honolulu Marathon Clinic, which is something that Hawaii is also known for. This Honolulu Marathon is December, so it's a full marathon, 26.2 miles. I know. So I'm training for it, and it's a good social networking event because I'm meeting a lot of people.
What do you do?
I just enjoy watching the water. I just enjoy. I'm not really a water person, but I just like the calmness and the peace. When I see that water, I sit there hours just looking at the water. That's the best thing. And of course, I like looking at people surfing, doing all the water activities. I like watching rather than doing.
But you've tapped into something else here. She was talking about balance, and so it seems to me that when you're really busy and you're working really hard on a degree, that to have that meditative aspect is very valuable as well. Sitting by an ocean and watching it and just being very calm.
Yeah, that's what, that makes you focus your thoughts, when you sit and see the water. Even in yoga, they say that you need to see water and greenery. That gives you calmness to your mind, then makes you think better and recoup yourself for the next whatever test, exam, whatever it is.
For me, the MBA program here at HPU is very challenging. There's a lot of work, so you work hard, you need to play hard, and I enjoy Hawaii. I actually feel more relaxed than I have, in a while. It's just, even though I have all this workload, you have a lot of activities that you can do, and just like Shilpa said, and Tintin said, we can just hang out at the beach and just, chill out there and just try to collect your thoughts and, get relaxed.
And where do you go when you want to have a ton of fun, when you just really want to go with your friends somewhere really hot?
I don't consider myself a bar hopper or a club person, but I do enjoy it once in a while.
Fun? Just study? Because, you know that in India, that it's not that it's wrong, but we're not being brought up that way.
I could relate to her in the sense that in the Philippines, everything's just so far away. I lived in the city, and for you to get to the nearest beach, it would take you 4 or 5 hours in traffic. But here, it's a pretty small place. You could get to the North Shore about an hour's drive. And so to relax and have fun, because I'm an outdoors person, not really more of a bar person, nightlife person. So for me to have fun, it would be just going around the island. You can go hiking. There's a lot of hiking trails, Aea Loop, Kapoor Lighthouse. You could go either surfing. You could do boogie boarding by Kailua, because the waves are really good there, or diving in the North Shore. And here downtown, you know, it's just like 30 minutes away from where I live, or basically 5 minutes walking distance from HP. You've got the art gallery that I mentioned, the newly revived Chinatown. There's also Hawaii Theater, which features a lot of plays. So there's basically a lot of things to do to unwind, to have fun, to relax. Depends on the mood.
You can do all these things in Hawaii, and you don't even need a car to do it because you can take the bus anywhere.
Just tell me how this figures into your dreams of really creating a great life for yourselves.
One of my biggest dreams has actually already come true. I get to live in Hawaii for 2 years. I've always wanted to do that since as long as I can remember. And now, you know, how many people get to say they lived in Hawaii for 2 years? That's one of the reasons why I picked the MBA program. And actually, I have a theory about why HPU has been able to get such high-caliber faculty members. It's because professors are humans too, you know, and they like to enjoy the benefits that Hawaii gets to offer, and that benefits all of us as students.
I think for me, it was really a dream come true because I had studied the Hawaiian Islands in geography in my school. I never even knew that, you know, island exists, and I thought it's like a faraway island. No people live there, only like, it's like a distant. I never knew there was so much life here. And once I came here, the faculty is just like a family. Oh my God, it's just, they're so supportive, so understanding. And they bring the best out of you.
How about you, Tintin? What about your dreams and coming here and how it all comes together for you?
Well, being here in Hawaii and in HPU has made me grow in so many aspects. I mean, personally and physically, you know, I've been able to work on my health. And in terms of growing, I mean, I haven't lived away from my family. So this has given me some sort of independence. Mentally, of course, HPU is a challenge. Also learn from outside. Like, you know, we've got luncheons, we've got dinners with classmates. I have some friends come over and we talk about current events from their country and mine. And career-wise, it's a great stepping stone because this means I have connections now, because you're probably going to go back to India. A friend's going to go back to Korea. A friend's going to go back to Germany. So wherever I go, there's a connection there now. And I will definitely use that to the best of my, you know, advantage when I graduate from HP. It's just good to know that wherever I go, there'll probably be someone I've met at HP who could help me start my career in that particular country or area in the world.
I told you they were smart.
Ray and I both take a break, and later we meet up at Waikiki, barefoot and in bathing suits.
How do you end your day?
Well, usually after school, I'll go home, maybe grab a bite to eat, and maybe take a walk around Waikiki. And since I live so close to the ocean, I like to, you know, pay a visit to the beach every once in a while and see how it's going out here. Other things that we can do at night, usually I get my friends together. If we get enough people, we get some play some tennis over at the tennis courts near the Army Museum. And or we'll go over to the driving range by the Alawai and maybe hit some golf balls.
How do you keep your focus when you have such immense beauty around you?
That's a great question. I thought it would be a problem to keep my focus with all these distractions, but it actually worked out where it doesn't become a distraction anymore. It's more of a privilege or a benefit to enjoy when you have the chance to do that.
You know what? I think it would be hard to leave here after you're done getting your MBA.
You're right. It's definitely a possibility for me to stay out here. I'm starting to get used to it. I've been home once since I've been out here, and when I did go home, it was Christmas time, of course, so it was very cold outside, and I thought of coming back here and enjoying the hot sun of Hawaii.
Thanks for listening to A Day in the Life at Hawaii Pacific University. I'm Diana Jordan. Stay tuned to MBA Podcaster for our next exciting adventure.